I think that this is a very terrible way through which Morgan Tsvangirai is capitulating or attempting to say to society that he understands that probably his position or his value or success in opposition politics is no longer going to be good going forward, no longer going to be something he can attain going forward. It's an indication that the infighting within the MDC has completely disillusioned him, because at this moment, what has happened is he has claimed that the election was stolen from him, and Mugabe has said he didn't engage the MDC when he was appointing his cabinet on the basis of the fact that the MDC didn't accept the legitimacy of the election. Language by Morgan Tsvangirai now is an overt admission that in effect Mugabe is legitimate. And I think that Tsvangirai, if he wanted to do this, should have seen or met this point earlier rather than now, because at this moment he has lost the political impetus that he may have gained from engaging Mugabe before the cabinet was put into place.
But in any case, I think the former prime minister may be entitled to a pension, is it?
It's very disingenuous for him to talk about his personal pension at this moment, when in effect a lot of Zimbabweans have lost a lot of personal value and a personal worth. They have lost treasure in the struggle for democracy, in the struggle that was to put him as state house. And I think that for that to be a subject of debate is disingenuous, is inappropriate.